Thank you so much. And the way you all have embraced Clay and me during this whole process of transition and keeping the fight going is we're greatly humbled and honored by it. So thank you so much for that. Clay, we got a lot more tomorrow.
We'll continue the fight, but we do thank all of you from the depths of our hearts and thank all of you for spending time with us. And thank you to all of you who have been longtime Rush supporters.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says the risk of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains high. Greg Clugston reports.
The president says the United States has seen no signs of a claimed Russian withdrawal of forces along its border with Ukraine. He believes the risk of an attack is very high and could happen within several days.
Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine.
The president says diplomacy is still an option and that he's awaiting a response from Russian President Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, President Biden's numbers in the national opinion polls continue to plummet. The latest survey finds 66% of Americans say the United States is on the wrong track. The death toll continues to climb in Brazil. More than 100 people have died in landslides and flash flooding in the city of Petropolis, and officials fear those numbers likely to grow as search teams dig through the debris. Also at townhall.com, loan relief is being granted tens of millions of dollars to students who say they were misled by the for-profit DeVry University.
It marks the first time the Education Department has approved such claims against an institution that is still in operation. According to the Education Department, from 2008 to 2015, DeVry falsely claimed that 90% of its graduates found jobs in their fields of study within 6 months of graduation. The agency says the actual job placement rate was 58%. A DeVry spokesperson said the allegations predate the school's current board and leadership. I'm Mike Gracia.
Heavy losses on Wall Street today. The Dow's off more than 500 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Alaska Airlines is launching the first-of-a-kind subscription service for West Coast flights, including Las Vegas. The service will allow travelers to sign up for a number of different packages based on their needs. Annual plans will be available for between $49 to $749 per month. Depending on the package you choose, you'll get between 6 and 24 nonstop flights per year. Right now, two annual plans are available, Flight Pass or Flight Pass Pro. The vending machine at downtown Summerlin, which gave out charitable donations to seven nonprofits, raised nearly $740,000 during the holiday season. Officials with the Giving Machine say the vending machine processed about 9,200 transactions, ranging from $3 to $300. More than $500,000 was donated to local nonprofits. Instead of dispensing the chosen selections, the Giving Machine allocated the contribution to the chosen nonprofit. Organizers say Giving Machine will return this year. And the COVID-19 metrics are now at 19.9% on the decline here in Clark County.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
No big delays on area freeways at the moment. On the 15, the US 95, and the 215. However, you will see those lane restrictions downtown on Interstate 515. Yeah, that's both directions between Main Street and Eastern, so you may have to tap the brakes as you work through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for what should be a great, great show. I am so excited about it. This is going to be a lot of fun today. Joining us first is a guy that's been on the show before. He is always insightful. He is Gates McGavick. He is the RNC's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. And he joins us. Gates, how you been?
Hey, doing well, Kevin. Thank you for having me on.
They have been keeping you busy at the Republican National Committee.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I saw over the weekend in Breitbart reporting Sunday on the RNC's recent lawsuit against Bucks mm-hmm. County in Pennsylvania. What is the nature of the lawsuit?
So what's going on in Bucks County, which is, you know, an important county in Pennsylvania, a swing state, there basically is a lot of irregularity around how they count absentee ballots. And in the 2020 election, there's evidence that some absentee ballots were accepted, some weren't. We have reason to believe that that kind of mishandling negatively impacted Republican votes. And so we wrote some letters to Bucks County just asking for transparency. That's all. Just not saying you did anything wrong. Just be transparent. They totally refused to be transparent in any meaningful way. And so, you know, final option, we're taking them to court. That's what the RNC does. We're involved in, I think, 35 election integrity lawsuits nationwide right now. If Democrats are going to try and, you know, not be transparent about how votes are counted, we have the money and we have the time to take them right to court and figure it out.
Is it a matter of the lack of transparency, or is there an allegation that there was some wrongdoing, there was some nefarious behavior by the election people in Bucks County?
I mean, the problem is we don't know, right? And that's what happens when people aren't transparent. We have, you know, like I said, we have reason to believe that Republican votes may have been negatively impacted. Who knows what really happened? We're just trying to get to the bottom of it. And that's why we feel like it's necessary to sue, because at the end of the day, the American people, it's very basic. American people deserve, at the very least, transparency for how their votes are counted in a presidential election.
So do you want to see the ballots? Do you want to recount? What exactly is the legal remedy that you're seeking?
I think we're seeking to understand how Bucks County performs its ballot counting. We're basically just trying to understand, you know, there's nothing more important than making sure the ballots are counted accurately and fairly and stewarded through the process in the right way. And so we're just really looking to understand how they counted ballots in 2020 and then what their process is like for the future.
I'm just curious because this isn't just happening in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. This is happening right here in southern Nevada. Do we need to find another way of not just letting people vote, whether it's absentee or home voting or ballot harvesting, or what, but it's how they're counted that is probably the most important thing. Are there issues in other states other than Bucks County that are similar?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that's why you're seeing a lot of states with Republican legislatures are passing really good election integrity legislation. A couple examples I'd point to would be Georgia, Florida, Arizona, Texas. In the past 7 or 8 months, they've all passed very similar laws, very popular laws, that basically mandate voter ID. They ban ballot harvesting, which is the practice of political operatives collecting ballots, which isn't good for anyone. Mandates more poll watching to try and make sure that future elections are free, fair, transparent, secure. And that's really how it needs to happen. We need Republican leaders at the state level who understand their states to pass smart legislation, and we're seeing it happen across the country.
Is that why these midterm elections, everybody says, well, it's a midterm election, it's nobody really cares, we won't have the numbers of a big presidential election, but is that why it is so important that up and down the ballot you be conscious of who it is you are voting for come November?
Absolutely, and it's not just election integrity, it's for so many reasons, right? I mean, we're seeing right now what it looks like when Democrats are in charge, and it's pretty disastrous. I'm sure I don't need to tell anyone listening to this show what inflation is doing to households around the country. You know, basic goods, bacon, eggs, gas for your car. I mean, like, these everyday goods are becoming expensive luxuries because Joe Biden has historically mismanaged this economy. Cities across America are experiencing a brutal crime wave. Violent crime is skyrocketing from coast to coast. This is what it looks like when you have a failed career politician who doesn't care about the American people. This is what it looks like when Democrats are in charge. So, yeah, for election integrity, for inflation, for crime, it's really more important than ever that we vote red up and down the ballot come 2022.
Again, Gates McGavick joining us. He is the RNC's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. I want to take you in a different area if I can, because I sure. Wake up every day and it keeps getting worse for this president. And I just got back from the grocery store. I faced empty shelves, increased prices. Mm-hmm. I stopped off for gas and it was astronomical. Is it ever going to get better? What is it going to take to get better when it comes to Biden inflation?
It's going to take electing Republicans in 2022. It's going to take getting the House and Senate back under conservative control. It's going to take, you know, elections all the way down to school boards, city council. It's going to take electing Republicans who understand that that conservative policies work for the economy and who understand how to fix the supply chain. I mean, you know, part of why we're seeing the skyrocketing inflation is because Joe Biden essentially broke the supply chain within just a few months in office. You still have ships full of goods just sitting off the California coast with nowhere to go. You know, shockingly, Pete Buttigieg hasn't been able to fix it because, you know, he's yet another underqualified cabinet pick. And I think it takes a realization that Republican policies work. And it's an interesting stat. So for jobs recovered since the COVID pandemic, you know, 17 out of 20 of the leading states for jobs recovered are run by Republican governors. Doesn't that say a lot right there?
Wow. No, and then they keep asking the question, well, what do you stand for? You know, the president went before the public and said, you know, to Mitch McConnell and to others in the Republican Party, what are you for? Well, we're for what's not happening right now. What are Republicans for? I mean, if you were to put this on a bumper sticker or in 25 words or less, what is it that Republicans are for?
We are for lower prices, safer communities, and parents being involved in their kids' educations.
I think
those are the three big things, right? In Biden's America right now, your groceries are more expensive, your community is more unsafe. And if you have questions about your child's education, Democrats will call you a terrorist for even asking. So we're for really basic things, making sure people can afford the stuff they need, making sure that violent crime goes down and we support our law enforcement, and making sure that, again, parents have the right to be involved in their kids' education. And that's why you saw this huge Republican victory with Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, because he spoke to those things really well.
I want to ask you about the core consumer prices. They went up another 7.5%, and a lot of people are asking. And I know the easy answer is, well, let's vote in Republicans in 2022. But short of that, I mean, that's the long-term fix. I'm talking about the fix that can begin today, tomorrow, in the next couple of 3 or 5 months. What is there that we can do to keep these consumer prices from going up?
Well, I think the first thing, it really comes back to the supply chain. Another stat for you, so 65% of small businesses cite the supply chain crisis as the reason that they're raising their prices. I think what we have to do is make sure that we stop all the ways in which Biden is making this worse right now. His Build Back Broke agenda would make this even worse. I mean, it projected to put inflation even more through the roof. I think we have to keep pushing back against his vaccine mandate, which luckily is stopped in the courts right now after the RNC and other groups intervened on Republicans' behalf. All of these ways that he's trying to hurt small businesses, we have to you know, we have to keep opposing. And I think in the meantime, the most immediate thing we can do is make the supply chain work again and continue to get rid of these COVID restrictions that are killing small businesses. I mean, you've seen it in blue states, states with blue governors, COVID restrictions, you know, vaccine mandates, forced masking for kids. All of this contributes to a really negative economic environment. And finally, the political winds are changing for Democrats. So they're starting to get with the program, starting to catch up with where Republicans have been for a year now. But I think getting life back to normal is a really important part of getting our economy back to normal.
Again, Gates McGavick joining us from the RNC. He's the Director of Strategic Communications. I'm fascinated by this freedom convoy that is still in Ottawa. It's been broken up along the border, but it is very much ongoing. And we understand that there will be a freedom convoy that will be arriving in Washington, D.C. sometime in March. What do you make of this freedom convoy? And is this the beginning of a political movement that might end up getting people elected in the months and the years to come? I mean, is that what we're looking at in this Freedom Convoy?
I think it could be. I mean, it's really unique. And Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel has, you know, spoken out strongly in support of what the truckers in Canada are doing. I mean, look, the truckers in Canada and the United States, truckers, those are the people who have kept this economy going when we needed it most, right? These are the people who didn't get to work from home, didn't get to do Zoom meetings. They just had to keep going to work, and thank God they did, because they kept us afloat when we needed it most. And then to have a far-left government turn on those people and say, we don't care about what you've gone through. You have to choose between a vaccine and providing for your family. I mean, it kind of just, you reach a breaking point at a certain point, right? And anyone who is putting it on the line for personal freedom and putting it on the line to oppose a government that's cracking down on free speech, that's something to applaud, you know, as Republicans and as Americans. That's the kind of spirit that we want to be fighting with. And so anyone who's willing to speak out, even at personal cost against this, you know, tyranny of vaccine mandates, I think we totally support and applaud. And clearly, I mean, it's been the biggest story in the world for a couple weeks now, right? I mean, the trucker convoy has kind of captured hearts and minds everywhere, and it's because they're doing a really noble thing, and I think Republicans should absolutely support that.
This makes me mad as hell, and I don't know what to do about it. The Durham filings over the weekend were tremendously incriminating against Hillary Rodham Clinton and her campaign in 2016. Mm-hmm. But yet, the fake news media, they're not doing anything. They're not reporting on it. I mean, if the roles were reversed and this were about Trump, it would be 24/7 Trump.
Yeah, well, that's always the case, right? I mean, imagine if Donald Trump Jr. had done half of what Hunter Biden did, right? It would be the only story in America forever. It's infuriating. The, you know, some outlets in the mainstream media just are more interested in shaping a narrative than they are reporting facts. And what the Durham filing revealed, allegedly some of these facts are really bad for the Clinton campaign. I mean, purportedly you had lawyers connected to the Clinton campaign employing a tech company to spy on President Trump's communications before, during, and after when he was in office. And the scariest thing to me, Kevin, is if the establishment, if the deep state can do that to a sitting elected president, what can they do to your average American? I think that's something we should all be asking right now.
Well, and more than that, though, isn't it a federal crime to hack the White House? I mean, this to me is unbelievable what's going on, that somebody hasn't been indicted yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think Durham is doing his work, right? And he's doing it steadily and patiently, and he's going case by case and doing it the right way. He's not, you know, getting into the hyperbole that Democrats tend to. I think Republicans have faith in the work he's doing, and because it is an outrage, right? I mean, especially because during the Trump presidency, I mean, all we heard was Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, people were suggesting insane things like Trump is a Russian asset, even though Biden's been weaker on Putin than Trump was. I think Democrats were very clearly projecting and accusing Republicans of the stuff that they were doing, which is spying on a sitting president to manufacture a Russia hoax. And then in the real world, what's really happening with Russia is Joe Biden's weakness has completely emboldened Vladimir Putin. And so there's the real world and there's the Democrat world. And the Russia hoax, you know, was always fake, and this is just further proof of that.
the final 90 seconds, I'll give you as much of it as you want. What is it that people that come to me asking, what can I do? I'm only one person. Yeah, I'll vote. That's fine. But how can I help this movement that is going on out there that we see every day? How can people get involved?
Yeah, I think a great way to get involved is go to GOPvictory.com. That's GOPvictory.com. Just one word. And what that'll do is it'll show you a map of events near your community. And, you know, that's community center events, signing up to be a poll watcher or a poll worker, getting registering voters, volunteering, getting involved with your local Republican groups. I mean, that's the way we're going to win this back in 2022, right? We're going to do it community by community, real Americans getting together, saying enough of the liberal agenda. So, again, GOPvictory.com is your best way to go get involved.
Gates, always good to get with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
There you go. Gates McGavick, the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications, and he's an election integrity expert. There's just a lot on their plate right now. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
There's a child in Kenya or Sierra Leone or India or Bolivia who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections.